Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. The topic, do not be deceived. And you know, deception, if you saw it coming, or if you knew how to predict it, it wouldn't be deception, would it? As I've said many times before, deception means something. It means you don't see it coming. You don't see what it is. You don't see how it's opposed to the truth. You know, I'm not a fisher person, but I've known fishermen. And in talking about the use of bait, one thing I do know is that the use of the bait, the one that you use, depends upon what you're trying to catch. They'll use crickets for some fish, frogs even for some. Live bait, dead bait, worms. But what they do is they find out, and over years and years of time, fishermen have found out what different fish like. So that's the bait that goes on that hook. The whole purpose of the bait is to make the fish take the hook along with the bait. You see, yes, the bait is used for an evil purpose. But it becomes evil because it is hiding the hook. You know, a lot of the things that we do, it isn't that those things in isolation, that they would be so bad. But it's how they distract us from seeing the hook that's involved in it. You understand what I'm saying? And back to my point about the bait being directly attached to what fish you want to catch. You may look at what someone else does or an area in which they were deceived, and you may go, how did they ever fall for that? How did they walk into that? Well, again, deception means something. And the bait that got them to take the hook was, again, according to their personality, their agenda, their need, their desire, their, here we go, blind spots. We don't all have the same blind spots. When I first started driving, I had heard about the phenomenon of a blind spot. But, you know, you think it's, okay, blind spot. You don't know that it literally means a car can be right beside you. And when you look in your mirror, you just see road. You do not see the car, until I nearly pulled over on a car one day. After that point, nobody had to remind me about a blind spot again. We all have blind spots. Now, I pray to the good Lord that we have less and less of those areas every day as we open up our life to the Holy Spirit to come in and illuminate. But we do have them, and those are the areas in which deception comes in. A bait is put that appeals to that area that has not been fully submitted to the Lord. And with the bait, believe this, is the hook. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. When that hook gets set in the fish's mouth, you know, again, a fisherman doesn't immediately pull the line when they feel something nibbling on the bait. They've got to make sure that the fish has taken the hook and that the hook is set in its jaw or in its mouth. So that now, where the hook goes, listen to this, the fish goes. Because that hook is attached to a line. And attached to that line and pole is that fisherman pulling it in. You see, the devil is the author of deception and of sin. And that's where I want to begin today. 1 John 3:7-9 says, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he, or just as Christ, is righteous. He who sins, now this is going to hurt your feelings, is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed, Christ's seed, remains in him. Now what is the seed? The Word. Christ himself, yes, but Christ, the Lord said, if you love me, you will do what I say. The seed is the Word in us. Jesus himself said that. For his seed remains in him. Christ's seed remains in that person who has been born of God. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Now, sometimes if you read that scripture, some people will go, well, that's certainly not true, because they're, every Christian that's been born again does continue to sin. Yes. What it's referencing here is does not continue in a lifestyle of sin, open rebellion against God, knowing that it's sin, continuing to do it, not caring about it. It says, if you live that way, let me get this right, he who sins in that way is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. From the beginning. So that if we continue to walk in that lifestyle of darkness and deception and rebellion against God, we're not walking in the light, and we are of the devil. I don't want to be of the devil. I want to be of the Spirit of God, of light, not darkness. If you look back in Genesis 3:13, a scripture that everyone is familiar with for the most part, and the Lord God said to woman, now this is after she and Adam had eaten the fruit, the one that they had been told not to eat, the prohibited fruit. The Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Now, interesting there that she now knows that she was deceived. Why? That we can only imagine that she didn't realize all of those things that she thought that she was going to have when she rebelled against God. Instead, she felt alienated, alone, and afraid. The author of deception is the devil, and he has been the deceiver from the beginning. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, look at this. He said, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I want to comment on that, but I'll read on. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. He said, I'm afraid that if you're exposed to this deception, these things that sound good on one level or sound close on another level, but yet they are not truth, that if you hear these things, that you'll take it, again to reference the Fisher analogy, you'll take it hook, line, and sinker. No. We don't want to do that. Deception is of the devil. And if we begin down a road that is not consistent with what we know to be true. Now, let me go back, and it says that your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Well, we have a different meaning that we use, simple. A lot of times we take that as meaning stupid. The simplicity is that it is one. It is pure. The pure truth that is in Christ. One of the parts of that pure truth with which we have to start is that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father except by way of the Son. Why? Because the Son is God, made flesh. You see, he wasn't just a representative of God. And I heard one pastor recently say he wasn't God Jr., and I like that. He wasn't God Jr. He was God made flesh. So the simplicity that is in Christ is, I've said this to you many, many times here, mark this down, start keeping track of how many times I say it. The Lord shared with me, bottom line of the gospel, you need a Savior, and you have one. You need a Savior in that we were alienated from God, fallen into sin, beyond hope, beyond help, could not help ourselves, in darkness. So we needed that Savior, and we have one through Jesus Christ. He is that Savior. If anything diverts or diverges or contradicts that truth, then it is a lie. It is darkness and it is of the devil. That's just the pureness of the truth. He is God made flesh, and he came to save you from your sin, to be the Savior that takes away the sin of the world. In James 1, 15 through 17, listen to what James says here. Let me see how much time I have. Oh, we got a minute. We can read this. He said, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ." Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. You know, I know that there are certain groups that will say to you whatever they need to say to you to get you to listen to what they... In other words, I've dealt with some of them, and I would say, well, I believe that Jesus is Savior and Lord. So if you diverge from that, I don't need to hear what you have to say. Oh, yes, we believe in Jesus. But what do they believe about Jesus? They don't believe that he is the one and only Son of God. They don't believe that he is the only way. But yes, oh yes, we believe in Jesus. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, I love the way this is put. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Wow. Do you see how important it is to have the Spirit operating in your life so that you don't fall into deception? Do you see how important it is to have, I'll put it this way, unsanctified areas of your life? In other words, things that have not been set apart for the holy usage of God, where the devil can come in and put that bait in which is his hook and bring, and then if all else fails, he will come as an angel of light. Oh, he has a new word about the human spirit, about the power of the universe, and it's a lie. And it's darkness. Don't fall into that. Do you want to be able to discern between the ministry of righteousness and of light and the ministry of darkness and of deceit? What do I mean by ministry? I'm not even just talking about individuals. I'm talking about anything to which you are exposed that either pushes you into a deeper relationship with God or pushes you deeper into darkness. You need to know the difference. You need to be able to have the Holy Spirit to tell you. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that your word is true. And Lord, you've said that you won't put on us more than we're able to bear, but will, with the temptation, bring a way of escape that we're able to bear it. Lord, I know that if we look to you for escape in those times where we're confused, we don't know which way to turn, we truly don't know in those moments and times whether we're going to walk in the darkness or walk in the light, Lord, because of the areas in our life that have not been submitted and committed to you. Lord, we repent. Lord, fill every part of our being. We don't hold anything back. And help us to see the roadmap on the path where we find our feet. Let us make sure, Lord, that it is the highway of holiness. Coming to you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, through whom the devourer has been rebuked and exiled. And it is in his name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, I tell you what, when the electricity goes out in your house, if it's daytime, none of the lamps, none of the lights, none of those things work, do they? There's no light because they have to be connected to a power source. But then you go out and the sun is still shining. Let's be, and as a further extension of that, you know, the sun shines because of God. Let's be, have a direct connection to God through Jesus Christ so that nothing can cut us off from the light. And remember this, that I am praying for you.